Carrington takes home the District 5 volleyball title, and the Blue Jays are set to host Bismarck Legacy tonight. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. It was day 3 of the District 5 tournament at Lemoore yesterday, and the Carrington Cardinals pick up a 3-2 victory over Lemoore to take home the District 5 championship. First seeded Lemoore, Litchfield Marion, got off to a red-hot start in the first set with sophomore Heidi Steffes getting some fantastic kills for the Lobos, but the Cardinals didn't go away quietly. Senior Sydney Greger, along with junior Allison Jarrett, stepped up in a big way for Carrington as they picked up the 3-2 win, winning in set 5 to take home the District 5 championship over Lemoore. Two other matches in that District 5 tournament yesterday were region qualifiers. Oaks picking up a 3-0 win over EKM as the number 2 seeded Tornadoes move on to the Region 3 tournament. Oaks was dominant throughout the first set with freshman Bree Schmitz and Annie Mugley, and the second and third sets went the way of the Tornadoes as well, as Oaks is moving on to the Region 3 tournament. Griggs Midcoda takes down Ellendale 3-1, and Griggs Midcoda is also moving on to the Region 3 tournament. The four teams out of District 5 who are moving on: Carrington, Lemoore, Oaks, and Griggs Midcoda, the top four seeds of the District 5 tournament, will represent District 5 in the Region 3 tournament starting next Monday from Carrington. We will have full coverage of Region 3 on Thunder 98.3. Coming up tonight on Jamestown 107.1 and streaming live on our YouTube page, Jamestown 107.1 Sports, it's the regular season finale for the Blue Jay volleyball team as they take on Bismarck Legacy. The Blue Jays can finish anywhere between the number 3 and number 5 seed for the WDA tournament. That'll be determined on what St. Mary's does tonight against Bismarck High as well. More in local sports is available anytime at NewsDakota.com.